and Taylor's Jukebox.
From Toronto music staple Gary LaRocca. He just released an album. It's his first album. It's called And the song you just heard on the jukebox here was called Requiem. He's an instrumentalist for the most part. He does sing on a bit of the record, but most of the time it's just playing guitar. And the late, great journalist Gary 17 had this to say about his music. His sweet, delicate, and inventive tinged stylings on his Ibanez six-string are a delight to the ears. Gary is missed, and Gary LaRocca is just getting started. So check out his record. It's amazing. We've got music right now on the show coming up from an Australian Aboriginal singer-songwriter and activist, one of the best known in the country and one of the most prolific, Archie Roach. If you don't know Archie Roach, then you got to get out from the rock that you're under. You may need to listen to the Jukebox Show a little bit more because we play him frequently, but he's definitely someone that you need to know about. He's been standing up for Aboriginal rights in Australia for a very long time. He recently passed away, but his music lives with us. And here he is with Down City Streets on the Jukebox.
Down city streets, I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home. Crawled out of bushes early morn. Used newspapers to keep me warm. Then I'd have to score a drink, start me up, help me to think. Down city streets I would roam, use my fingers as a comb. In those days when I was young, drinking and fighting was no fun. It was daily living for me. I had no choice, it was meant to be. Down city streets I would run. I had no home. There was nothing that I owned. Used my fingers as a comb. Now I'm a man, I'm not alone. I am married, I have children of my own. Now I have something I call. These are my children, and this is my home. I look around and understand how street kids feel when they put down. Down city streets I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home. And there was nothing that I owned. Used my fingers as a comb.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Exceptional, 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 happening thing I see. Scrolling on my screen, got everything that I need. Trailblazer Rashid, change every time I roll. Change up all my flows, like I change my clothes in a different mode. Don't cut this off, I might cut a rug. Get down till sun up.
This is Cadence Club.
Polaris Prize winning artist Cadence Weapon from Wild Rose Country. The hip-hop artist and MC is a force of nature and just released a brand new LP into the world called Roller Coaster. He is also a very accomplished writer, wrote a book not too long ago. The song that you just heard is called Exceptional, featuring Jacques Green. Now, Rolly, which is his actual name, now lives in Hamilton and swears up and down that Hamilton is one of the best-kept gems in Canada. I can't say I disagree. A lot of people have moved there, especially artists, because they've been forced out of Toronto's pricing market, and it has created a wonderful art scene down there in Steeltown. My name is Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox. We got music coming up from Sam Mangwana, who is a Congolese-born musician. Also, Bobby Womack is on the show. Now, Bobby is a staple in the rhythm and blues and soul era back in the 1970s. This song that we're going to play for you is called Across 110th Street. It came out in 1972. Now, little known fact about Womack, he actually got a start as the guitar player, the guitarist for none other than Sam Cooke. Now, that's a wow in my book. Caleb Hakel is on the show with a song called Turning Around, and he is a Canadian singer-songwriter and troubadour, was the frontman for the Sun Harmonic, and this is off his brand new record, My Mind is Like a Radio. Before we get to that, let's get to Six Nations of the Grand River's Shawnee Kish. Got to hang out with her at the Junos and get to know her a little bit better. We've known each other in passing for quite some time, and she is a wonderful soul and wonderful warrior. Here is Shawnee Kish with For Me on the Jukebox.
Why are we waiting? What are we worthy of? This world keeps changing, and I'm trying to keep up. I've been trying to keep up. It's right, hasn't been an easy road. My head rush, it runs the show. The heart should be the safest place we know. To want something, not know what it is. It's what I've been trusting. Does it even exist? We're lost in the unknown, desperate for inner peace. Maybe we'll find ourselves out there.
is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. In shallow waters off the coast of Massachusetts, ocean predators come from far and wide to hunt. Humpback whales break the surface as they close their jaws around a school of fish. And thousands of seabirds dive in the water on the surface for easy prey. Great shearwaters glide with their wings held out stiffly just over the waves until they spot their shimmering targets. These top predators are all here thanks to tiny fish called sand lance. They bury themselves in the sand at night for protection, emerging during the day to feed in huge numbers. That's when shearwaters dive for them and humpback whales gulp them down. But sand lance are vulnerable to climate change. They have their offspring in the winter, so rising temperatures could make it harder for their young to develop successfully. That puts the rest of the ecosystem, including seabirds, at risk. Biologists are exploring the link between shearwaters and their tiny prey by tracking the birds' movements around Stellwagen Bank National Marine Sanctuary. Learn more on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is dedicated to Bob Goodale, whose lifelong love for birds and nature continues to inspire.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.